Simon Aluti and other officials, President Mahama toured the refurbished arrival hall and other facilities. He was impressed with the work done. The president, led by Mr. Aluti, also toured the 7-story Ghana Civil Aviation Authority's training school to familiarize himself with the facilities there. He prayed that the aviation training school becomes a center of excellence in aviation in West Africa. The president was optimistic that the 20% reduction in aviation fuel will attract other airlines to refuel at the airport.
One of the complaints that I have constantly received is the one about Accra being a high cost point cost for aviation fuel. And so my understanding is that several airlines prefer to load up on their fuel outside Accra. And so we've consulted with the National Petroleum Authority, and the National Petroleum Authority has agreed to adjust the cost of aviation fuel and reduce it by 20%. I'm sure this would improve the volumes that the airlines take, and it will make Ghana a preferred destination for fueling up.
Minister of Transport Fifi Kwete asked the managing director of GCAA to maintain the facility in order to safeguard the immense investment that has been put into the construction of the building, which include an aviation simulation center.
Let me use the opportunity to emphasize the need to observe a prudent maintenance culture, which unfortunately has been the bane in our country. The poor maintenance of existing public assets has been one of the major causes of the poor quality service delivery we experience in some of our public sector institutions. The deterioration of infrastructure represents an enormous drain on national coffers. We must therefore, as Ghanaians, resolve to cultivate and sustain a solid culture of maintenance. I would therefore like to use this opportunity to urge the management to take good care of this edifice in order to safeguard the enormous investment and socio-economic potential this project represents.
The Director General of GCAA, Simon Aluti, said reputable international aviation organizations, including ICAO, have adopted the Ghana Aviation Training Academy, GATA, as center for the training of aviation experts in West Africa.
We at the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority will implement the needed strategies to ensure GATA becomes a center of excellence within Africa.
President Mahama rounded up his inspection with a visit to the construction site of the Terminal 3. Progress of work was more than 25%, and the hundreds of Ghanaian workers were excited to see the president. Seth Iyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.